Sports Betting Show, coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Are you Tone Diggs?
I am Tone Diggs.
And baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard of wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia.
Yes, sir.
Good day to you, Nikki Skates.
Good day to you, Tony.
How are you?
Fucking great. 3-1 last night. It's nice to finally get some wins.
Needed it. Needed
no more it. Even Stevens.
Good win last night. What?
I was a long time coming last night.
What was it?
I feel like we've been
good night
taking our licks a little yeah. bit around here lately.
Collectively, we needed it.
I sat down last night and I said, you know what? CBI and the NIT is where I belong.
I'm picking them all tonight.
These are the kids I've been making money on all year. Not these top tier, top 25 squads.
We don't need these fucking prima donnas.
We don't need these kids that are actually really good at basketball.
No.
Let's get to the fucking CBI, my friend.
Yeah, because that's who we are as people.
Yeah.
We're scum of the earth. Give us the scum teams.
Hell yeah.
Did you have an apology to make?
Hold on 1 second.
Apologize.
Good day to you, Mitt.
Hey, good day to you, Tony. How are you today?
Good. What the fuck would I have to apologize about?
Calling a certain Sweet 16 game a certain bowl?
I saw some guy was upset about it. Blocked him. Or maybe I just muted. Was that just a fan, right?
What's that?
Are there Iowa State fans? Was that the Iowa State guy that was upset with me?
I love Miami, but...
Yes, that was the Iowa State guy. And I apologize to that guy specifically for mixing up
your school. Oh, because you said Illinois State.
Yeah, that was just my head. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a fuck.
Do you have an apology to make as well, Mitt?
Apologize.
I just said I'm sorry. I missed that.
Not about that.
I mean, we went...
Apologize.
We went 3 months. God, what are you... Apologize.
Apologize.
All right, Gumpy, I'm sorry that I did not take Mavs money line and they did not fucking cover. They won by 2 points. It was 2.5.
Man, how many times
are
we
going to
tell you, kid?
Apologize.
How many times are we going to fucking tell you, kid?
Well, you know what? I'm still picking spreads tonight.
Okay. Shout out.
Would have been the clean sweep.
I know.
It would have been a clean
on
fucking
the hardwood.
Sweep. All I was saying was, I mean, we were on Miami a lot this year. We haven't talked. We haven't been on. I have not made it a bet on one Iowa State game this entire season.
No, I'm not. I'm not big on Iowa State. I think Miami is a gift.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Miami teeth. Money line. Thank you.
Teeth hurt.
Yeah.
There will be NBA tonight.
Yeah.
Maybe the kid will learn his lesson. Actually, I don't think there's any spreads that are that close.
There's a super boost tonight, Tony.
Okay. For
Sidney Crosby to score 1 point and the Penguins to win.
Oh, that's a PMI super boost.
Favorite. Yes, sir.
Let's go.
Versus the fucking BJs?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like Gumpy wants to go to the ice.
Whatever you want to do.
We will be on the ice.
Turn your mic
we'll
on.
Go to,
we can do whatever
we'll
you
go to
like.
The ice tonight. We'll go to the NBA.
Call me off guard. This guy goes right into the boost right off the bat.
I think it's smart. You know, promote the boost.
Get it out.
I love
there.
It.
It's a good boost.
Crosby and the Pens. Is that going to happen? Or
Crosby to record?
Are you fucking kidding me? The Pens are playing the Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets are playing the Corpedo, Giannis Corposalo, their backup goalie. Tristan Jarry, this Penguin starter, will be in. I mean, if they lose, it will be tragic, but they should win.
Why'd they trade our boy Domi?
Max? Is he in Carolina now?
He is in Carolina now.
Ooh. Tell you what.
It's a nice pickup for the Kings.
There's some matchups tonight.
I like the ice tonight.
We have 3 tournaments tonight, actually. I don't know if you'd... I'm involved in all 3 tournaments
What's
tonight.
The third one?
The NIT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Familiar with it?
Yeah.
Heard of it.
The CBI.
Yeah.
And the Basketball Classic.
I don't.
Oh, the Classic.
Yeah. You're not in the Basketball Classic?
I don't cross into the Classic. I draw the line at the CBI.
I'll be in the Basketball Classic tonight.
Jeez.
What are you talking about, jeez?
Who's playing in that?
Well, give me a second. That line has changed quite a bit.
You fucking know.
What do you mean, who doesn't know? Yeah. I mean, I know who I'm taking. You want me to give it away already?
Yeah.
The game is Southern Utah versus UTEP.
Ah, yeah. I don't like that line.
What are you talking about? Oh, so you did dive into the basketball classic.
I like that. Not taking
you just
anything.
Didn't like it.
No.
Okay.
CBI is as good as it gets. We don't need
the CBI classic. Is good, sure. NIT is good. Basketball classic is good. They're all good.
Go on.
I got an NBA pick tonight, too. Dive dove deep into the weeds. NBA. No, it's not for a team.
No.
I got a prop tonight.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
The fuck does that mean, asshole?
One of those.
You mean
guys.
Someone who places bets?
What?
Huh?
No, I was looking at gambling bitch. Twitter, and I really don't see anybody that places real NBA bets. No, like, everybody bets props.
Yeah.
Well,
these spreads stink tonight.
Winners are winners.
Oh, yeah.
But I do have a play.
Doesn't matter where the fucking
I have one.
Money comes from.
I have
winner's
one.
A winner.
Trae Young's playing tonight, Mitt?
Yes, Trae Young all is right. Playing in Madison Square.
Julius Randle's out.
Julius Randle is hot. Line did not move.
Okay. Since Gumpy wants to, we'll start on the ice.
We'll start with the ice.
We start with the ice.
Hell we yeah. Start with the ice. I got two on the ice tonight.
Two?
Two.
I got three.
You got three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wide open.
I like what we're doing.
We're wide open tonight, my friend. We got fucking college. We got the association.
Oh, yeah, we are. I mean, there's... Oh, and here's a little... we're going to run a test here. I don't think you could hear right now because the TV was turned down when we came in. Bruce said, hey, you know, the golf tournament this week starts tomorrow because it's a fucking... We got matchups. It's not a normal tournament. We got matchups.
I heard Phil's not playing.
Phil's not playing next week in the Masters.
Why is Phil not playing this week?
I don't know. He's not hurt. But Bruce
drinking his coffee.
Am I?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. No, you're way too jittery to be drinking Phil's coffee.
What are you talking
You're drinking
about?
Some gas station unleaded. I can tell.
Gas station unlimited.
Every once in a while, I will do that.
We call it coffee unlimited now because the gas is so expensive.
Unleaded, pal.
Unleaded,
whatever.
Pal.
It's not petrol.
It's not petrol. So I said, Bruce, come in during the show. Anytime you want.
I'll see him.
Eyes on Bruce right now. He is playing on his phone.
Guaranteed he doesn't come in.
No, of course he won't.
I'm
done setting it up for him.
Thank
I said
you.
That last week.
Thank you. Guy won't come in.
It just does sound like Tony really doesn't want him to come in.
I told him to come in. I said, hey, we got a fucking...
Did you mute the TV before you...
I do feel
I mute the TV every day.
Friday, Bruce might have to be on the show.
Friday?
Yeah.
What's going on Friday?
I don't think... Are you here?
Friday. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't think you are.
We will see. Okay, on the ice.
On the ice.
Let's start on the ice. The first game is the Rangers and the Devils. Rangers are -156 on the money line, +168 on the puck line. Total is 6. How do we feel?
The Rock, the Rangers going into the Prudential Center in New Jersey.
Yep.
Couple things. The Rangers... 4 of their last 5 have been wins.
Yep.
They beat Carolina and Tampa Bay back-to-back,
sure.
Two really good teams. They made massive additions at the trade deadline.
Yep.
Andrew Kopp from Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
San Jose Sharks, they got Nick Merkley. From our Cougars, they took Tyler Motte and Justin Braun from Philly.
Okay.
And the Devils, on the other hand, are coming off 3 straight losses.
Yes.
Devils also have a tough... couple games coming up looking ahead.
Yep.
Let's go with the Rangers on the money line. See how these new additions fit in after the deadline.
Yep!
T-Ride!
I'm on the Rags tonight, which means fucking Georgiev is going to be in net for
Come
some
on,
reason.
Come on, Rags.
Let me check.
Happens every fucking time.
You do love a good Georgiev game. Igor Shesterkin is likely.
It's cool. Likely. Guaranteed 3 hours.
Let's
it will
see.
Be announced.
Hold on.
Fucking Georgiev.
Check up these sources.
Rangers,
he has different sources.
Sorry, 2 hours. Georgiev.
Rangers goalie coach. Hold on.
Text him, please.
Yeah, he's looking.
Text him, please.
Yes, he is in.
Igor's in?
Yeah.
Okay, Igor. Okay. Rangers roll, money line. Minus
we roll with the Rags.
Go on, lads.
The St. Louis Blues head into Washington to take on the Caps.
I didn't like this one. Tough matchup.
St. Louis lost his last 3 games, 7 of their last 9.
Yikes. Oof.
What happened?
Fucking Ham came on hockey talk and they fall apart.
Kill them.
Put the team
you
into
kill
the
them?
Give me the Caps at home, -154 on the money line.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Continue.
Columbus goes to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh heavy favorite.
Boost.
Minus 330.
Yep. Get on the boost.
$3 favorite. This is the boost play. This is the Sidney Crosby to record point and Penguins to win. I believe it's now, what, plus 110, Gumpy?
Did you say a point or a goal?
Just a point.
Point, oh, point is just much point. Better. Than-
yes.
So that means he can get an assist, right, Nick?
It does mean he could get an assist, primary or secondary.
Or secondary assist.
As we call it in hockey, it's an apple, Mitt.
You can
get an apple.
You can get an apple.
Get an apple or Geno. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
What's a Geno?
That's a goal.
Geno snipe. Where mama keeps cookies.
Yeah.
Top shelf.
See, I played lacrosse. I should know all of these terms. They're way different.
You didn't have apples in lacrosse?
No, we called them like top chad, fucking corners, staying corners and shit.
Okay. No, what'd you call an assist?
Not an assist.
Oh, nice pass. Nice.
Nice pass, buddy. I also played. Yeah, I played defense.
Hey, wait, hit my wicket. Fucking sick, sick netting, pop. Right
to lacrosse star, Mitt.
All right.
Sens and Isles.
We're taking the boost. The Sens and Isles Senators lost for the fourth time in 5 days. They lost to Montreal, of course, and then the Islanders. 6-2-1 in their last 9. We'll take the Islanders at home.
Rap sheet going?
We should have asked them today.
We should have asked them. Islanders -210 on the money line.
Rap sheet's going. I'll take
if that's Isles. If that's too rich for your blood, you could go -135 on the 60-minute regulation. I will take the Islanders on the 60-minute line.
Flyers and Wings, there's a good fucking ball game.
I'm staying away after the deadline. We'll see what happens here. Both these teams stink. Neither even sniffing the playoffs. I'm just going to let these guys go at it. We'll see here.
This next game, this line moves. No, does it?
Yeah.
Jets -160. -1.5, +160 for the Jets.
Are we pronouncing the Knights?
Well, the Knights have a 6-game road losing streak, and they played last night. Now they go to dreary old Winnipeg, who's 6-4.
Winnipeg
last
is beautiful this time of year.
Give us the Jets in the peg on the money line.
The line has moved quite a bit. I got it this morning at 140.
Jeez.
Way to be proactive.
Golden Knights are dead, huh?
They're having a hard time scoring. Everybody's banged up. They got no goalie.
It's Jack
Eichel. Can't even make trades. Jack that Eichel. Trade they made, the deadline for cap relief is about to be avoided. Jack Yates
is playing with one arm.
Let's go, Jets. Let's go, Peg.
Good luck.
Fucking coils and hashtag Texas hockey.
Edmonton had a 5-game win streak snapped last night, losing to the Avs in OT. Looks like Mikko Koskinen's going
to
start in net tonight.
Ottinger is in net for Texas hockey. Ottinger is in net.
Okay, that's good news for Texas hockey. Koskinen, he lets in some goals, but they're 4-1-1 over his last 6.
What are we doing?
Edmonton at plus money on the road.
You son of a bitch.
No, I will take Texas hockey home. Dallas -126 on the money line.
Come on, lads.
But I'm weary.
I know. Hey, you asked me to convince you. I said, Texas hockey convince you.
Hey, what are we talking about?
Texas hockey, baby. Texas hockey money line. Thank you.
Otter helps. I will say that. San Jose going to Calgary. Big spread here. Not going to touch it. Calgary monster.
Favorite. Ooh, game of the night. Fucking Kraken and Yachts.
I didn't even put that on my list.
No Dear Don Don anymore.
It's basically split. Kraken and Yotes. I'll probably stay away from that one.
If you feel so inclined, maybe you could roll with the Yotes. They just extended their goalie. He's had a pretty good season, all things considered, but they lost some guys at the deadline.
How come they didn't trade Kessel?
I don't know. What was that about?
Didn't get his contract up at the end of the year?
I think he's got one more year.
Maybe the pregnancy thing really rubbed them the wrong way. And they said, you're staying here with us.
New dad.
Papa Phil.
Yeah.
Nashville going on the road.
Back-to-back for them, too.
Back-to-back going to L.A. Nashville lit it up last night, and they've won 4 of 5. Now they go to L.A. Kings have lost 4 of their past 6. Yikes. They're really banged up. All their key guys are hurt pretty much. Give me Nashville on the road, +105 on the money line.
Okay.
There you go.
And then finally, Tony, it is time.
We didn't do all the games?
Our friend has been waiting.
Oh, boy.
I have a pick on this game, but I will not say it.
All rise for the honorable coin. The Tampa Bay Lightning +104 on the road at the aforementioned Max Domi led Carolina Hurricanes.
Ass brother.
-125 at home. Hopefully fucking Bill Cowher is not on the horn tonight.
Let's hope. We can only hope. Tampa Bay will be heads. Carolina will be tails. It's tails.
The coin is spoken. Carolina Hurricanes -125. Home favorites.
So Tampa scored one goal in three of their last five games. Yikes. Having some trouble with the offense. Yeah. And Carolina's lost four in a row.
Okay.
So
okay.
The coin was once a storied bet maker, betting 4 to 5 times a week. It got COVID, and it has never really came back. It showed up in L.A. on Radio Row and then went on a two-month vacation. Shows up when it wants, and it has gone with Carolina Hurricanes money line.
It showed up another time, and Tony messed it up. So then it.
No. I mean, what?
And then it won after that.
Why are you disrespecting the coin?
What?
Why are you disrespecting the
guy
coin?
Guy gets fucking more time off than the fucking get the record worker, right, dude.
Tony, you have disrespected this coin, and literally tried to bury this coin, dude.
No, man, I'm with Tony this time. It's on Gumpy now.
That's fine. Wow. Guy never shows up.
Once
dude.
A storied coin.
Makes a bet once every 2 weeks.
It is a storied coin.
Was a storied coin.
Yeah, but when he shows up, he wins.
One last time.
That's a good point. Oh, shit.
You texted him.
I did not.
Bit texted him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, you fucking lying son of a bitch.
Lefty's back.
Lefty's back. Who texted you? Yeah, I knew he did. What? You weren't going to come in, were you?
Still lefty.
I don't know, man. How are you guys?
Good, you?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you again, lefty.
Fucking yeah, match play.
Iced me out last week.
No. Same thing happened last week. I said, come on in, and you just, you know, fucking put your tail between your legs.
That's not true. I mean, it was March Madness. There was a lot going on before the Valspar.
What is the match play called this week?
It's like the World Golf Championship.
The WGCC.
Been waiting on this
match
one.
Play. It is a good one, and
it's an absolute banger.
WGC Dell match play.
Yep. So obviously it is match play. They actually start in a bit of like a group stage, a la the Euros and such.
Okay.
And then they go to the bracket.
Oh, round robin. We got a round robin stage.
Yeah, a little round robin situation, They go into the bracket, and then it's single elimination from there. So you want to kind of look at it differently than a traditional golf tournament, in the sense where the win bets you might just be at, you know. So it's a little less enticing than a regular tournament. You want to kind of look at the groups.
Oh yeah.
First, and then the matchup second. And don't be afraid to just kind of not even play a win bet and just focus on the matches.
I agree, 100%.
If you're so inclined.
That's what I would do.
The attention kind of turns to guys that it usually doesn't, like Kevin Kisner, great match play player.
Stuart Sink coming off a top 10
finish. I
don't
think Stu's in this one.
He is coming off top 7, right?
Did you have Sam Burns last week?
I didn't. I tried to chase a little bit behind the leader with Xander Schauffele and Matt Fitzpatrick, but Burns, he just kept pouring it on, caught up to Davis Riley, and did him in the playoff.
Stu's not in this one, Paul.
He's tired from fucking...
What's that about?
Striping all week.
Well, I believe WGC, I believe you have to be ranked like pretty high to be in it.
Yeah, there's like kind of a concurrent tournament in Punta Cana for...
What the fuck is this about?
There is like the... There's the NIT going on right now in Punta Cana. I'm sure Stu is in that one.
Yeah, exactly. Johnny Vegas is the favorite down there. So John Rahm is favored to win, kind of starting with just that. He does play historically very well. At this event in Austin, Texas. But, you know, you can kind of try to look for value down the board. Dustin Johnson is the second best player at this event.
Okay.
Historically, he's 19-1. Like him there, like Patrick Cantlay, kind of as always.
Is there any
21-1?
Any matchups that have been announced that you like or anything like that? Or
Yeah, definitely. So okay. Billy Horschel is -140.
Billy
Ho.
Against Minwoo Lee.
Yes, he won this event last year. I like him.
Billy
Ho's
hot too. He's coming in good form.
He'll run it back.
Morikawa's -130 with Robert McIntyre.
You love Bob McIntyre though.
Bobby Mac?
I don't. honestly.
Morikawa.
But yeah, Morikawa there. Morikawa has a fairly easy group.
He struggled at TBC
as well.
Who's that?
Morikawa.
Nah, he's just practicing.
Yeah, him and Brooksy, but they did not do well.
Is Brooksy playing?
Brooksy is playing, I believe.
He's versus Eric Von Rooyen.
Ooh.
He had 7 birdies on Sunday at the Valspar, so he's hot. JT will probably win his match against Luke List, but he's got Kisner in that group. So when you're looking at a future bet on JT, you got to remember, hey, Kisner's right there.
Yeah.
And then I think Scotty Scheffler has Ian Poulter in his group. So that's another.
I may wait till they're out of the group stage to bet this.
DeChambeau's playing?
Fair.
He's back?
DeChambeau.
Against Richard Blonde?
Has returned. He actually posted, I believe last night he posted that he was taking full driver swings.
Wow.
Gearing
I would hope so if he's
DeChambeau -130 against Dick Blonde.
I might take Dick Blonde +165 as a live dog if Bryson hasn't been taking live fucking driving swings.
Yeah, so the Bison also not a very good match player.
I saw that. It's
kind of just a head case
at altitude. Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah. I think he's like 3-5.
Okay,
in match play.
Maybe. You know what? Put me down for Dick Bland versus Bryson.
Here, I kind of do like the fade there, but there is also something to be said about Bryson DeChambeau off the layoff.
Yeah.
True. Where like kind of the last time he disappeared, he came back like 45 pounds heavier and hit a
sandwich.
Yeah, so I honestly like wouldn't be shocked if he showed up like down 40 pounds, like not swinging his driver all the way.
Another 40.
Are we not taking
just swinging harder?
Yeah,
Patrick Reed against Cameron Young.
Patrick Reed, I mean, I like him in that spot.
It's always
I've been waiting for Patty Reed to show up for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean,
how long has it been since he did something good?
A long time. I mean, the kind of the whole kind of like media really.
Yeah, I mean, people really like you in. Started coming after him.
Who?
You?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Patty Reed.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what it means.
I'm not a fan. I think the guy stinks.
See?
There you go. It wasn't me.
That's just personal preference.
Classic misunderstood.
Media. Classic media.
Misunderstood.
Classic. I knew I heard it from classic somewhere in that mix direction. Up.
Another note, even though Scotty Scheffler.
About that bulbous sack of shit.
I get it now.
Okay, go ahead.
Even though Scotty Scheffler has Ian Poulter in his group, who like basically never loses in match play. Scotty Scheffler was runner-up last year, lost to Billy Horschel.
Okay.
And runner-ups tend to
do well.
Do very well. Trying to get back to that last stage there. So those are kind of the programming notes.
So how are you gonna wait to bet this until they're in the matchup stage, or
do you like the odds boost of Thomas, Scheffler, and Schauffele all to win +450?
All to win their matches first round?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Why not?
I'll ride with that one, and then you know, just kind of the usual suspects down the list.
Hey, you come back in whenever you like.
Yeah, and open door policy for you.
People are itching in. People are itching for lefty.
I mean, Foxy does it all the time, so why don't you?
There's only one lefty left.
And Foxy doesn't have an open door.
We hope that you'll show up for the Masters. We hope that
you'll show up for the Masters.
I definitely will.
All right.
Tiger Woods is 42-1 to win the Masters right now.
Yeah, I'm on it. Thanks, Bruce.
Throw that. I might tweet that from PMS
Thank
Odds.
You. Thank you.
Please lefty. Follow PMS Odds.
Thank you. Yes, please follow at PMS Odds.
Please follow Lefty.
Is that it? We're good?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Good job, Bruce.
Has a picture of, thank you, Bruce. Here's a picture of Ace Rothstein as the profile pic.
Hell yeah.
Perfect.
It's good stuff, Bruce.
You showed good confidence today, Bruce.
It's good stuff, Bruce. Nice
little talk, thank you. You did well.
Back in. Back in on Bruce. Never left.
I found out that we have a leak in the show, though.
What?
Yeah.
Who's the leak?
The young lads got to stick together.
You're a leak.
The young lads got to stick together.
I mean, I wanted golf talk on the show. What do you
so
mean?
So did I. But, you know, we wanted...
Well, we have one person that's turning down the show, making sure no one else in the office can hear when golf talk could go on. And then we got one person trying to make sure the golf talk happens. What do you mean? You're the one that called me a leak.
You are.
Oh,
jeez.
It was supposed to be an experiment.
This is serious stuff.
And you ruined the experiment.
No. You were
now
right.
Now we know when you were a ball boy for the Colts where all the leaks were coming from.
No.
Oh, I never talked to the media. My dad's a coach. I do not talk to the media.
What do you think, Paul?
Carry on. Carry on.
Let's go to the NBA. Let's go to the association.
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go to the association.
Association?
How would we like to do this, boys? Is there someone who wants to go?
I have one pick. I'll gladly
I have one pick
throw
as well.
It out right now.
Okay, go ahead.
I mean, your prop guy. You go first.
Okay.
Tony Props. Prop King.
So I don't know if you guys have noticed recently, the Orlando Magic haven't been playing great defense.
Oh, let's go, Tony.
No.
They gave up 51 to Mr. Bay. They gave up 60 to Kyrie. Fucking 35 to Embiid, 28 to Anthony Edwards. Okay, those are all within the last like five games. Jordan Poole, since Steph has been out, has scored 28 and 29. His over under tonight is 22.5. It's a little high, but I think I'm going to go over the 22.5 with fucking Jordan Poole.
I fucking love that play, Tony. I'm on the over that total game because of how bad the Orlando Magic are at defense. The over is 215.
Over gang.
Over
gang. Over gang.
They've been letting guys go off, so.
Smart.
Fucking Jordan Poole's had almost 30 in his last two games each game, so let's see if he fucking rolls with it again tonight.
It's a good bet.
What do you got, pal?
My one and only bet, Atlanta Hawks money line, please and thank you.
Okay. In the garden?
Yeah. Come on.
I could not lay the juice with that one, but I'm taking the minus -3 yes. Atlanta Hawks. Trae Young's going to go off. Baby. Let's go.
anything else that I bet?
I got one more. Denver. This is also the other TNT game. The LA Clippers are going into Denver. Denver's -6.5. The LA Clippers stink, and Denver's super, super good. So let's look for Denver there. And you could throw Jokic over. I don't know what it's at, but you should definitely throw that.
That baby Mitt.
Okay.
There you go, Mitt.
That baby Mitt. Good luck tonight.
Let's go, Mitt.
Hey, good luck, Tony.
No, good luck to you.
Hey, if your bet hits, mine has a better shot.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, good luck.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, good luck.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to... Let's go to our level of basketball. Okay?
Hell yeah.
Let's go to the CBI, the NIT, and the basketball tournament.
Hell yeah.
Or no.
Tough. Hey, there was a few picks that had to be made that I
didn't like.
Teams I love.
Teams I love.
But you get to this point in the tournament, that's what happens.
I believe you and I are both starting with Virginia -2.5.
I'll take money line.
Just yelled at Mitt for doing, but that money line just juiced quite a bit for it being 2.5.
-150?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm on it. We'll do it. I'll lay the juice.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So we're both on Virginia versus the Bonnies.
Yes, sir.
Just a better matchup for fucking.
That's the first
Cavs.
NIT matchup. What do you got for the second one?
The second one, I have no pick in the Vandy and Xavier game.
I got Vandy +3.5.
Oh, you're on Vandy now.
Vandy's running hot. Xavier is not.
Okay. Welcome to the Vandy side.
Well, fucking hop on then.
Well, I've been on Vandy's side. Just not tonight.
How about no?
I don't want to do it tonight.
How about no?
Why are they dogs? I don't get it. No? I'm not doing it.
Because people love Xavier.
Not doing it. CBI.
Ooh.
Are we going head to head here?
On both?
I only have one pick.
Oh, you only have one?
Taking Northern Colorado +2.5.
The shit you said yesterday.
Wait, are you going against your beloved Northern Colorado?
I love Northern Colorado, but this UNC Wilmington squad is different.
Here's why I'm doing it. Northern Colorado is number 12 in three-point shooting. UNCW is like 340 against the three. So Northern Colorado, let's see if we could fucking fill it up tonight, boys.
Maybe we middle it. I got money line.
Okay.
I got money line. UNC Wilmington by one.
Oh, no, I do have. I did pick both games.
What are you doing here? You're on middle, aren't you?
MTSU money line. Are you on fucking Abilene?
Yeah, Abilene Christian +2.5. Here we go again, dude.
I thought you were on middle last night.
I was, but Abilene's fucking rolled. They rolled Ohio last. I mean, Middle Tennessee won by like 50, but Abilene Christian's a tournament team, dude. I've been saying it all year.
Okay.
They live for these moments.
And then in the basketball classic, I got UTEP. I was minus three.
All right. You're on your own in the classic.
Pal. I got Virginia money line, Northern Colorado plus the 2.5, Middle Tennessee State money line, and UTEP minus the 3.
NIT, I got Virginia money line, Vandy plus 3.5, CBI, UNC Wilmington money line, Abilene Christian plus 2.5.
See what happens.
You know what we're going to get? No.
What are we going to get?
I pick different sides. Somebody's got to win.
We gotten that recently?
No, but it's always probably a favorite of mine.
Probably because,
it's always
a
favorite of mine.
Okay. We missed out on any boosts. Oh, there's a Trae Young to score 30-plus points and to make 3-plus threes versus the Knicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I didn't see that one. Fucking that,
That's pretty hype.
I love that. Seriously, I'm so pumped to watch Trae Young tonight.
How about the Rags, Canes, and Caps all to win? Oof. That's we're on the Rags.
On it.
We're on the Rags. Coins on the Canes. You're on the Caps.
On it.
Plus 500.
Let's go. We got a bunch of boosts.
Plus 500. Might as well.
Boost night.
You in?
What?
What?
That Canes game scares the shit.
Well, yeah, obviously, but plus 500, good value.
Yeah, I mean,
have to.
Value play, value market.
Strictly a value play here.
This is just strictly value market.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, we still got. What do we got tomorrow?
What do you mean? What do we got tomorrow? Fucking CBI and IT. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess we'll have something at least.
Fucking spring ball.
Spring ball.
NBA keep us. NBA keep us afloat.
Grapefruit League.
Oh, I've been getting Twitter notifications of Sox spring ball games. I'm excited.
Red Sox are like 7-0.
Southside.
No, Red Sox.
No, we cheer for different Sox. Me and him cheer for different Sox.
I'm red. He's white.
Buckeyes are dominating too. So yeah.
Tim Anderson's fucking going off. So
don't worry about it. See you tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.